If you travel for work, you know to pack two suits, business and swim. You know with your Delta SkyMiles Business Amex card, buying that plane ticket for a business trip can get you closer to medallion status. You know that a meeting in Montana means visiting almost every national park.
Yellowstone? Check.
Because you're the chief excursion officer. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum Business American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Terms apply. Visit go.amex/youknowbusiness.
Welcome to the 49ers Insider Podcast on csnbayarea.com. Introducing your host, San Francisco 49ers Insider, Matt Maiocco.
On this edition of the 49ers Insider Podcast, we come to you from Houston, Texas, site of Super Bowl 51, where the Atlanta Falcons will face the New England Patriots. The Atlanta Falcons offensive coordinator is Kyle Shanahan, the presumptive head coach of the 49ers. Now, of course, the 49ers cannot hire him until after this game was over, but that did not prevent him from interviewing three general manager candidates over the weekend in Atlanta. The 49ers hired John Lynch on Sunday night. On Monday night, it was media night, and I sat right next to Kyle Shanahan and asked him about John Lynch. I also asked him if there's any thought given to bringing Mike Shanahan, his father, with him to the 49ers. Kyle Shanahan coming up right now on the 49ers Insider Podcast. Kyle, can you take us through the interview process of what happened with the general managers and how involved you were on Friday night and Saturday?
Yeah, I got a chance to interview a few weeks ago during our first bye week. I did that with a number of teams. And last week, I was able to do my second one. Friday and Saturday, got to meet with Jed, came in. Spent two good days with him. Had a few GM candidates come in. Terry McDonough, George Payton, and John Lynch. All did an awesome job and just spent 2 days with all those guys.
How did the whole John Lynch thing come about?
John, I think, has been interested in for a while. Just talking to him. John's a guy I've developed a relationship with over the years. And you know, he's a guy who lives and dies football, a very smart guy, who really is, I think, wanted to get back into it, where he could compete on Sunday, and, you know, there's actually a winner or loser at the end of the game. So, you know, just had some talks together and got him in there. He did a great job this weekend, and along with the other two guys, too. But obviously they decided to go with John, so I'm excited about it.
John had said that after he called the divisional game, that he was in touch with you and you guys talked. Is that common? I mean, do you have that kind of relationship, obviously, with John through the years, that after he watches a game of yours that he'll touch base with you at some point?
Not always. You know, but John's a guy I have a lot of respect for, just as a man, as a person, and also from his football knowledge. So anytime he sees something that he feels it could help, or anytime I got a question, he's someone, one of the people I reach out to. You know, I truly believe that whenever you have a smart guy who's very talented and has got extremely high character and has no problem working extremely hard, I feel when you have a person like that who has all those qualities and you give him the time, it's a matter of time before that guy's going to figure it out. And John, as anybody who's met him, as impressive a human being as there is, he's succeeded in everything he's done. And you know, and just reading and seeing everything, I get it's new to him, but if I'm going to bet on someone, I'm going to bet on John Lynch. And he's going to have to learn some stuff as he goes, just like we all do. But, I mean, you're going for the person. And John Lynch has succeeded in everything, and it excites me about him. I don't know. I really believe in people, and if anyone knows John Lynch, that's a guy you should believe in. He's been successful in everything he's done. I think when you take a talented person who's extremely smart, who's got as high of a character as anyone you could be around, and who truly is passionate about football and working, if you give someone time like that, they're going to figure it out and they're going to be successful. John's been successful in everything he's done, and I think the people who know him, they realize how special of a guy that is the Niners got. I knew for sure, I think, when everyone else did, which was yesterday.
Yesterday?
Yeah, when I started getting 1,000 texts. So it was cool. I was excited to see it. I talked to him a number of times, but the main deal was on the Friday and Saturday. They flew him down Friday. I got to meet with him. I also met with George Payton and Terry McDonough, who were both extremely impressive and did a great job. All three of them did a great job, and I don't think they could have gone wrong with who they decided. And they decided on John, and when I saw that, I was extremely excited.
When you get this opportunity, how much his power, you know, personnel power, control over the 90-man, the 53-man, trades, draft, how important is that for you?
Yeah, all that stuff to me is just semantics. You know, that's You know, you never want to make decisions by yourself. You want to make decisions with a group. No one has the time or energy to just know everything. People have certain areas of expertise. You're looking for guys who work all year round at finding players and stuff, just like we work all year round at looking at X's and O's and trying to study your own team. And you got to depend on those guys. And it's always a work in progress. There's got to be a lot of dialogue. You got to work with a lot of people together, but you're always trying to get to the same goal. And that's what players are going to help you win a championship. And people aren't always going to agree. There's going to be disagreements and stuff, but when you're working with people whose intent is the same as yours, it's fun to have disagreements because you both get better from them. Those are things that definitely I'll have to discuss with them, and that will definitely get into, but you know, nothing's final until next week, and it's not allowed to be. So those are things I'll definitely take care of as soon as the season ends. Well, you know, to go there mentally, you know, nothing's set in stone. First of all, you know, I'm not gonna BS you guys. You know, I'm excited about a lot of the stuff that's going on. I feel very encouraged about it, but nothing's gonna be set in stone until I get a chance to sit down and make something official, which isn't allowed till after the season. But once I do get that opportunity, if things work out, you know, it's something I've waited for my whole life. I think we've all grown from different places. You know, I think the one thing we all have in common is that the percentage of our runs are outside zone. And we do some bootlegs or keepers or whatever you want to call them off of that. After that, that's about it. You know, when I got to Houston, it was my first time working for Coop, and I had spent all the time with John Gruden before that. So we saw offense totally different, meshed a little bit for our time together. When I went to Washington, that was my first time working with my dad, and I thought we saw football similar, but we quickly realized after a few weeks that we saw it differently. And we grew together. He gave me a lot of leeway while I was there. It was fun to try a bunch of different things, having to even incorporate the zone read and stuff when we got Robert. But it's always growing. And, you know, we all originate from the same thing. And you go all the way back to, like, what's a West Coast offense? You know, everyone – well, we use some of that terminology, so that's what I think why people would say some of this is West Coast. But everybody's offense is different, and when you go different places, unless you're just running a playbook, it always changes, and ours has changed every year. And you know, it was different from the beginning, and it's grown a lot different over the years.
Well, it's cool to be here. You know, I've been to the Super Bowl 6 times as a coach's kid, and I remember all of them. I remember, I think, the first one, I was 5 years old when the Broncos lost to the Giants in the Super Bowl, and I think Phil Simms is MVP. I remember being in those games. I remember going to San Francisco and being in the one where Steve Young got the MVP. I remember going back to Denver with my dad as a head coach and being those two with John. So it's always been a great experience. Some of my best memories of my life are growing up and just being a family member, watching what your dad does and all the people with him go to the Super Bowls. And now to get here for myself and be able to bring my own family, and they're coming down Friday, that's the stuff that's pretty cool. What do you think? I always wanted to coach my whole life, whether I said it or not. You know, it's all I've known is growing up around football, and it's almost all I've been into too. You know, since I was little, it's distracted me from everything I've done, especially school, things like that. So I always tried to tell my mom, just be patient, it'll play out for us in the long run. And fortunately it did. If I wouldn't have chose football, I probably would have been in trouble, because I was pretty one-track mind most of my life. And for a lot of that, I was trying to play too. So you know, when you're trying to play, you're not always thinking about coaching. And once I realized my genes were a little bit better as a coach than as a player, I pretty much locked into that, and that was about halfway through college, and haven't looked back.
When you were at Washington with your dad, were you looking at your dad in the sense that I'm going to learn from him about, you know, when I get my chance to be a head coach?
I've done that with every head coach I've worked with. You know, I've worked for a number of good ones. Since I was little, I mean, anytime you got a chance to be around successful people who are good at what they do, you want to soak everything in. And I've been fortunate in my life to be put around some good people. And started from when I was at UCLA with Carl Durrell and going to Tampa with John Gruden and the entire defensive staff they have. And, you know, I've tried to soak up as much as I can my whole career, knowing that hopefully someday I'll get an opportunity. And when you do, you want to be yourself. So you take in all your experiences and what you've learned from other people, but you want to develop your own opinion and your own way of seeing things. And you hope that you've been around the right people that they've taught you how to do that.
You get that opportunity. Do you anticipate your dad being part of your team?
I mean, I always anticipate asking my dad for advice and stuff like that, just like I think anybody would in their profession if their dad had done the same thing and been successful at it. But as far as him working in the building and doing stuff like that, that's definitely not been in discussions. My dad's, to me, basically retired, and you know, I know he enjoys football, so I don't want to use that word because he's definitely working at it a lot. You could ask my mom, but No, I've never envisioned him. We did our deal in Washington and wanted to take that back for the world, but that was pretty much the end of it. Take everything from everybody, and Dan's been great for me to be around. Dan is one of the most genuine people that he is always upbeat, very positive, and it's real. Not everyone can be like that.
Right.
Most people I've been around are always positive, and you know, it's like, all right, that's enough.
Right.
Not Dan. It's who he is every single day of his life. It's extremely natural, and it's what makes him special.
He's
you can feel it with our team. You see the tightness of our team, and that's kind of what I've learned the most, that I really feel every team we go against, we're a tighter group than they are, and I've seen the importance of that, and I feel it shows in our play. I think you can see how our players play, and that's Dan Quinn. Yeah, you go through your experiences. I like to feel I've been pretty battle-tested with some of the stuff I've been through over the years, good and bad. You learn from them. There's nothing I would take back. I think everything's made me to where I'm at now, and I definitely don't think I'm a finished product. I plan on getting better each year, no matter what I'm doing, and I think that's the same for everybody else. I mean, if you're not getting better in this business, you're getting worse, and you better continue to grow as a coach, whether you're a quality control coach, position coach, a coordinator, or head coach. Been a coordinator for 9 years, and you know, I've ran the room for a long time now, and I'm sure doubling that room is not going to be too much of a difference. You know, you got to address the different people, and it's the whole team. But I'm going to be myself, and I think that's something that comes natural to me, and definitely had a lot of experience with the opportunity I've had as a coordinator for so long. I just think the key to a good organization is people who are committed to winning. A lot of people say that, but you want to find out who's committed to it, from trying to bring in the right people, trying to commit to it with the draft picks, free agency each year. There's a lot of distraction in this league, and it's tough to make the right decisions. But you know, when you got everyone going the same direction, when everyone's most important thing is to eventually try to get to a Super Bowl, and you're trying to make decisions that help your team not only immediately but also in the future, that's what gives you a chance. But if you don't have everyone going the same direction, it makes it a lot tougher.
Did you know Jed York and Prague Marathe before this process, and what gives you confidence that they are going to make a commitment to giving you guys everything you want?
Again, I mean, that's probably some more stuff I'll talk about if that comes to fruition. But, you know, Jed was great in the interview process. You know, you could tell he's really committed to winning. Definitely wants to do things the right way. And I don't want to talk about that too much because I'm definitely not with that organization right now. But I was extremely impressed meeting with them during the interview. I've looked at everything as what place gives you the chance to win over time. You know, it'd be great to win in a first year. It'd be great to win in a second year. What you want to do is see if you can win consistently and build something the right way. And so you look into every facet of that. There's a lot of things that go into that, what the personnel is now, the opportunities you think you have in the future to build personnel, and if you have an organization willing to let you do the things it takes to do it. So I think about all those things, and my number one, I mean, I want to be a head coach, and I want to do it for a long time, and I know you got to win to do that. So obviously any coach is going to look at where he thinks he has an opportunity to win.
Last week, Dan Quinn said that you nailed it, talking about the balance between, you know, the future and now. When you're with the 49ers on Friday and Saturday, did your mind drift away to start thinking about the Patriots?
Not really for those 2 days, because if I wouldn't have been meeting with San Francisco those 2 days, I would have been 100% with my family. So that was hard, and they were respectful. They let me finish it actually a half day early, so I could have a birthday party with my son Saturday night before I left. But the way the NFL structures it, you get that extra week, and that's a week that we got off, or 2 days we got off, and I spent a day and a half of it just knocking that stuff out. It's the way the NFL makes it is not as hard as you would think. You know, I didn't realize it until I got into it, but, you know, they make it to where you can't do both. They only set a few days where you're allowed to talk to these guys. Those days that you're allowed to talk to them were both 2 bye weeks. So, you know, this Friday and Saturday, we had the days off. So, you know, my kids were upset with it, you know, because I had 2 days off and didn't totally get it off, but I had to spend it interviewing and doing all this stuff. But I had 2 days designated to the San Francisco stuff, and since then has been all dedicated to Atlanta.
So how have you gone about trying to figure out, you know, lining up a coaching staff? How have you done that, you know, as far as taking your time away from what you're doing with the Falcons to try to figure out who you could bring and who could join you there?
Well, that's one of the issues of this, and it's something that you got to deal with. If this does end up working out, that's something I'll have to deal with next week. And I know I'll be behind the eight ball, but, you know, it's a pretty special thing I'm dealing with right now. And I know one thing's for sure, that if I don't give this Super Bowl everything I have, that would be the biggest regret of my life. So there's one thing I'm trying to take care of right now, and that's helping out the Falcons. And I've had some exciting talks with Jed. But now it's back to work, and you know I'll get to deal with that again when our season ends. I'm looking forward to it. I've worked extremely hard my whole life. I've always had a little bit of a chip on my shoulder since high school even. So I've always wanted to be successful like most people, and I feel like I've worked extremely hard to do it. I feel the people I've worked with would tell you the same. And but there's a lot of people in our business who work hard. You got to be fortunate and put in some good situations where you have a chance to be successful. And definitely have had some better years than others, but I've continued to work. I feel like I've continued to get better throughout my career, and I'm just pretty happy with some of the situations I've been put in. You know, no one's 100%, but the more time you get to spend with quarterbacks, you go through different types, you start to see there's a bunch of ways to be successful, and not everyone's the same. All guys have different styles, and there's a lot of ways to do it, but you got to find those guys who have those elite traits, and definitely not everybody can do it, but there's a bunch of different ways to do it, and it gives us some options. The key, you always look from a throwing standpoint. If they're one of those pure throwers, there's not many on this planet. You got to be pretty special, and just that you're born to do that. And after that, you have to have a certain poise and intelligence where it's not just necessarily how high your IQ is, but how quick you can react and make decisions. You can't really think too much in the pocket, the speed of the game. You got to be able to feel and react and process stuff without totally sitting there and thinking about it and being too analytical about something. And in order to do all that stuff, you got to have a very given ability, but you also got to be fearless. It hurts when you get hit. Those guys are big, and you can't flinch. You got to keep your eyes down the field and constantly be seeing stuff. And I'm glad I don't have to do it. Not many people in this world can do it, and Matt's as good as anyone is at doing it.
And there was Kyle Shanahan in his own words. Monday night at NFL Media Night at Minute Maid Park. Every coach and player for the Falcons and the Patriots are available for an hour during Media Night. And I spent that entire time allotment right next to Kyle Shanahan and gave you some of the highlights of what he had to say about John Lynch, Shanahan taking part in those interviews over the weekend with the general manager candidates. Clearly, Lynch was Shanahan's top choice for that position, and that's who the 49ers hired. And we capped it off by Shanahan giving you some views on the quarterback position and what he looks for. So this is another episode of the 49ers Insider Podcast from Houston. We'll be doing a few of these throughout the week, giving you a little 49er angle on Super Bowl 51. Atlanta Falcons and New England Patriots coming up on Sunday. And you can listen and subscribe to all the 49er Insider Podcast. They're available on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and Spotify.
The 49ers Insider Podcast on CSNBayArea.com.
If you travel, you know how to pull off a perfect getaway. You know after you enroll with your Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card, you get up to $10 back monthly on U.S. rideshare purchases with select providers, like a car to the airport. You know which remote retreats have the best herbal baths and where the Wi-Fi password is rarely used. Because you're the escape artist. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Terms apply. Purchases must be on card. Visit go.amex/you know.